Anyone in Cache Valley who hears this sound knows they're about to cross paths with Brent Carpenter, a 67-year-old Logan man with cerebral palsy who rides his decorated bike around the city.
So I think everybody knows Brent Carpenter, even if you don't know him by name. If I say, you know, the guy who rides his bike around town and honks his horn and waves at everybody, people go, oh yeah, I know Brent, I know who he is.
That was Kaylin Beecher, the director of the Cache Employment Training Center. Brent has become somewhat of an icon in Cache Valley. He worked at Utah State University Food Services for decades, and his kindness earned him many admirers. During the 2002 Winter Olympics, he ran the Olympic torch through USU's football stadium. For 6 years, the Cache Employment Training Center has asked Carpenter to lead its annual bike ride fundraiser. The center helped him get his job at the university years ago.
He's just a great person to lead this bike ride, this walk that we have. People come out to support him, and by supporting him, they help support people with disabilities.
Brent is just one example of someone who's benefited from employment training. According to the Division of Services for People with Disabilities, more than 5,000 people benefit from home and community-based services throughout the state of Utah.
So whether that's our work skills training, social skills training, daily living skills, communication, music therapy, all of those kind of things that we use to help people with disabilities learn to be as independent as possible and to be able to get out in their community and participate into work.
Community programs are available to people with both intellectual and physical disabilities. For more information, go to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.